The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy coming to you live from Kenmare, from the Lansdowne Kenmare. We are here as part of News Talk's summer tour, and a few guests that we have been speaking to over the last couple of hours have mentioned in passing, more than anything else, the proportion of people in this part of the world not originally from this part of the world. I guess it speaks to the attractiveness of Kenmare and the surrounding area. One such person with me now, Peter Zoller, who's a former professional photographer. Peter, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for coming down to us. So Germany originally was
Germany,
home.
Yeah.
How long are you living in Kenmare?
In Kenmare, I live about 25 years.
Okay. What do you like about Kenmare?
What do I like about... What wouldn't I... I like everything in Kenmare. I mean, you know, this place is actually just beautiful. And I'm not saying that it's true, you know. It's a beautiful place. And I particularly like the little harbour down at the other end of town. And I go there every evening for a walk.
Okay.
So...
And as a photographer, I assume that this is quite a nice canvas to work from, is it?
Well, Kenmare is one beautiful canvas, you know, and the whole town is actually all very interesting, you know, and the people are interesting. And I spent a lot of time here for the postcards that I did, the colourful streets, and then I was doing some private projects and the people of Kenmare.
So tell me about the post. I'm kind of fascinated how you decide what makes a good postcard, or what's the kind of the formula that applies. Talk to me a bit about that.
Oh, if I could. It's very, very interesting what makes a good postcard. It's something personal, what you see, and that something that attracted me. And then I would... If there are people in it, I would ask them for their permission to take the pictures. And otherwise, I would just rumble around.
Yeah.
Just keep my eyes open, see what looks beautiful, what I find it makes a good picture, and then I would take it.
And are there certain photographs when you take them, you know immediately, that will look great on a postcard? Or are there certain photographs, you know... You know what, Americans will love that postcard, or Europeans will prefer this photo, or Irish people this one. Is there different formulas?
Well, there's all sorts of people in the world, and I just took what I liked, and I just stayed with that, you know. And then I had my publishers, and they published then what they thought would make a good postcard, and so on, you know. But it had nothing to do... It had something to do with me, but it had more to do with the people involved, the landscape, the sheep, the grass, whatever, the boats. You know, like I was taking pictures everywhere, you know, and it was a very interesting job, and I enjoyed it.
So I mentioned kind of the influx of people into this part of Ireland. And I get, look, all parts of Ireland have different people now living in it from around the world, but it seems kind of in the 80s into the 90s, maybe, you know, particularly from Europe, I get the sense. Lots of Germans and Dutch and French people seem to move here. Is there kind of a reason for that?
Beats me. I don't know.
Maybe they were all like you. Why did you come here?
Why did I come here? I came here because my family needed to go on a holiday, and we lived in Bray in County Wicklow, and then we came down here and we hired a house down at the bay, and it was a wonderful place to be, you know, by the sea, seeing the tide coming in and out and enjoying the fresh air. And it was just an incredible place, you know. It still is. And with my family, it was special.
Because, well, lots of people, they'll go on holidays and they think, God, wouldn't it be lovely to live here? But then they just go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, you know, most people don't say, actually, let's do it. Let's stay.
Well, it was sort of an accident.
Okay.
I met somebody that we met on the Aran Islands. And then we came down here and we invited her to join us. And she said, oh, yeah, well, I have a house in Killaha up there, and you can go and have a look at it. And so my wife and myself, we decided to go up there and look at the house, and it was a ruin on a wonderful, beautiful place, you know, looking over the bay, looking down on Trumquina Manor, which was a hotel at that time, and it was actually a stunning place, and the grass was lovely, and it was just, it was down the hill, and we could see the whole island in front of us, the whole bay.
Yeah.
It was incredible. You know, it was a wow moment.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, yeah, well, I'm thinking I might be selling. And we said, okay, we have a look at it, and we saw it and we liked it, you know. And then we had to wait a bit, and there was some problems there, some problem here. But at the end, we got the place, you know. So
yeah, and you're still here all those years later.
Well, not there.
Not there, not but, there. But still here.
I'm still here because it's the whole, I like the whole town here, you know.
Yeah.
It's, and I live here now, and I know the people, but I'm not somebody who likes it. I used to go to the pubs in the old days, but now I'm sitting at home on my balcony.
Ah, well, a nice place to sit in a balcony and nice views to enjoy, sunshine. As you say. Well, when it's sunny.
When it's sunny, yeah.
Not so much today. I was going to say yesterday, though. Listen, Peter, thanks a million for popping down into us.
No problem. It was my pleasure. You know,
really appreciate it, yeah.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.